In the name of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Well, good morning.
Good morning.
As I was telling them in the earlier service, it's a really wonderful time to show up as the new priest, so I can tell you how wretched you are this first Sunday of Lent. It's kind of the rap we get. This concept of looking at who we are is an important part of what it means, I believe, to make this Christian journey. And we are grateful, I am grateful, and hopefully you are too, that we live in a community of faith that takes this rather seriously. And as I said before, it's on the calendar. So we tone down the elements within our worship and in our worship space a little. You know, we subdue the visual parts of our liturgy a bit, and we focus on the internal pieces of our relationship with God. And that is what this season of Lent is about. We did not forget that the tomb is empty, but we are reminded that we are on a journey. And I was grateful to see within the leaflet that is news for the pews. Yes? Okay. If I get it wrong, feel free to say so. I'm kind of new. News for the pews had stated a 40-day journey of preparation, which is what we've now entered. But of course you knew that because you've done it over and over again. But the thing I like most about this concept of Lent is it reminds me of that which God has already done. And at the same time reminds me that there's still work to be done in me. And he wants us to do that work. And we hear in 1 Peter today a letter which Peter has written to the provinces of Rome, the outlying groups of people. If you went to the beginning of this letter, it tells you all these wonderful places that I'm not going to read to you because I'm probably going to pronounce them wrong anyway. But the church has sort of moved out and about, and he's writing this letter out to those who are dispersed. And he's reminding them, just like the church continually reminds itself, of what it is God has done. So we hear in verse 18, "For Christ also suffered for sins once for all, the righteous for the unrighteous." The righteous for the unrighteous, in order to bring you to God. What a wonderful reminder for the church. You, through Jesus Christ, have been brought to God. The reconciliation that we live in and enjoy, and if aren't careful, take for granted, was brought to us through the body and blood of Christ. This time of Lent becomes a reminder that there's still work to do. We can reflect. If you have that event in your life, I don't know if you were knocked off a horse like Paul, or maybe you were just born into the faith and it has always been a part of your life, but I suspect at some point, I hope, it went from your understanding, your cognitive understanding of this is a God who loves me, to a place where your heart knew it. Amen? I'm sorry, you can work with me if you'd like. I said, don't do that on the first day. They won't know what you're doing. We'll get there. But this is that God has done this thing in us, right? Through Jesus Christ, the power of the Holy Spirit, he has reached into those broken places in our lives and said to us, you're healed. You are his. We are his. And there's still more in there to be done. For each of us. Well, for me. Maybe I shouldn't roll you into that with me. Some people are better at this than I am. But for me, I know there's still work to be done. God has done incredible things. And he has removed from me some very sinful things, and he has corrected my life in many ways that has brought me to a better place, a little closer to a life of holiness, a little closer. But it's not what I have done. It's what he's done. And we remember that always. But in this season of Lent, probably the most important thing, I believe, for us to remember is he's not done yet. Wonderful moment as we sat in our apartment when we were in seminary. Huge place. So I was in the living room. My wife was in the kitchen, approximately 8 feet away. And I was openly and verbally lamenting yet one more thing that the Lord had pointed out about me that was not in alignment with him. That's happened a lot for me. The things are getting, they seem smaller as years go by. You know, the big things they took care of before I got to seminary. Hopefully. But as I'm sitting there one more time, I say out loud to my lovely bride, "Will there be any of me left?" And she just very nonchalantly says, "I hope not." And I get it. I know what she meant, I think. Or at least I've come to a place of accepting that. But isn't that really the case? Yeah. We begin this wonderful journey with Jesus. We discover that he died on that cross for our sins, not just sins in general, but specifically the ones in which we are aware of in our own heart. And we know it to be true. And that allows us to keep moving. And I'd like to say at that one moment it was done and it was over. And in a sense, of course, it is. But there's still this cleaning out process that goes on. In the Episcopal Church, again, it is so important to us to continue that work. We put it on the calendar. Because isn't that where all the important things we do end up? If it's not on the calendar, it's not happening. How terrible would it be if we went through our lives forgetting that there was still work that God wanted to do in us? So I'm grateful to be here on this first Sunday of Lent with you. As we begin this 40-day journey, I encourage you, seek God in this journey. And I promise you, by the time we arrive at Holy Week, walking with Jesus to the cross, all that you have dealt with and talked with God with, all the things that Jesus has brought forward and touched in your life in these next 40 days, you are going to want to lay him down at the foot of that cross. And you will not only want to, but you will know again that he is ready to take it so that he can grow you into the person he's called you to be. I assume we have a couple of baptized Christians here this morning. Anybody? Again, I'm interactive, so feel free to participate. Do we have any perfected Christians in here today? Oh, see, I saw the hands go down fast on that one. You notice where I got mine. We hear from Peter yet as he reminds the church, and he reminds us today after he tells this story of the flood and such. And those who were, and relates it to baptism. In verse 21, he says this, "And baptism, which is prefigured, now saves you, not as a removal of dirt from the body, but as an appeal to God for a good conscience through the resurrection of Jesus Christ." That's Lent. It is our time to remember that we should be always appealing to God, so that we can be made holy as He is holy, and only by Him and the power of His Holy Spirit is that even possible. So we will walk with Him this Lent and during this season. I pray you'll walk with me as we remember in our worship, in our prayer, in our times that we share together, that although God has done a mighty work, at least in this sinner, it is not complete. And how wonderful that we would have such a time as this to come together as His body, to hold each other up, and to continually pray for that transformation that we know is true and that we desire to have as He calls us to holiness. I call you again, in case you missed it on Wednesday, to a Holy Lent. It will be our first journey together, and you will find out soon that it is my favorite journey. Not because it's filled with joyful worship, but because I have seen what God can do firsthand in a sinful person. And I just say to Him, Lord, please do more with me and with us to live in His grace in those places that we want to hide and cover, those things that we never talk about. This is our chance to bring them to God and be transformed yet again. Walk with me. Amen.